that school is over.
Yeah.
You'd say maybe 4 o'clock.
School is out.
All right, is it lets out or gets out or?
They let out school at 4 o'clock. They let us out a little early.
All right.
It kind of looked like it's going to snow.
And talking about after a vacation, like say the summer, then toward the end of the summer, you might say, well, when's school gonna
start?
A child who doesn't go to school, you say he did what yesterday? He
played hooky.
All right. And if he only stayed out part of the day, would you say something different? Would you say he just played hooky?
Or skipped class? Played hooky in the morning, but he finally got to school in the afternoon.
All right. It's very important now, talking about schooling, for a child to get a good
education.
To do this, he may have to go on from high school into
college.
The first, a child who goes into kindergarten will then finish and go into the
first grade, into school.
All right. And in school, he will sit at
a desk.
In the room, there may be many of these.
Desk.
If you want to check out a book, you'll go to a
library.
To mail a letter, you go to a
post office.
If you're in a town and you don't have a place to stay, you might stay at a motel or a
Salvation Army
or a hotel. To see a movie or a play, you would go to a
theater.
I don't remember if I got this or not. At a hospital, there's a doctor and a
nurse.
And to catch a train, you would go to a
depot.
All right. If you are downtown and the streets, you know, cross like so. Let's see, that's not going to do too good. Like this. Instead of walking this way to cross the street, you went across like
this. Jaywalking.
All right. Would you ever say anything else for going across that way?
No.
All right. What about if you have a piece of furniture that's not sitting flat against the wall, but it's sitting
lop-lottie. No, it wasn't sitting correct. I don't know what to say.
Catty corner,
right.
Would that be what you'd say? Or ever hear cattywampus?
No.
Crossways?
Yeah, I've
heard cattywampus.
Well, I never did.
Then if you're walking, would you ever hear saying you were walking in catty corner if you walked across a street that way, or would that be mostly furniture?
You went catty corner across the street? No, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. What did they have to ride on in Natchez before they had buses? You'd go downtown, you'd ride around on a
taxi?
Streetcar.
All right. If there was a conductor on here and you saw your stop coming up, you might say, now, I want at the next corner.
I want to get off.
Is Natchez the county seat of Adams County?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is the county seat where the courthouse is?
Yes.
All right. Now, you would refer to it as the county seat?
No, I just say the courthouse.
Okay. I mean the city.
Oh.
Of the town.
Yeah, city of Adams, go to the courthouse. That's the
county seat.
It's the county seat of Natchez.
All right. Anyone who works for the post office works for the federal
government.
The business of the police department is to maintain law.
Peace, law and order.
The war between the North and the South is referred to as the
Civil War.
Did you ever hear it down here called the War Between the States?
Yes.
Did you ever hear it called the Confederate War?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear it called, I heard something the other night on television that really floored me, did you ever hear it called the War of the Northern Aggression?
Nope.
I heard this on TV the other night, and it's the first time I'd ever heard it referred to in that way. Talking about a criminal being executed with a rope, you'd say he was
hung.
All right. Or if he did it to himself, the man.
He committed suicide.
Or he
hanged himself.
All right. And talking about a picture on the wall, you'd say we did what to the picture on the wall?
We hung the picture on the wall.
Okay. Now I want to get some pronunciations of some states. And to do so, now this isn't a test, but the easiest way I found to do it is to give you a name of a city that's in that